all right. It's a legal document.
Go ahead.
That she is, quote, your emissary from Arizona, Mr. Green, and that, quote, your phone call was expected. It is further known that Mrs. Desiree Stevens Green is fully involved in knowingly making phone calls and has cooperated fully with the most obvious distortion of the truth regarding the above America West manipulations, and reference the case number in Nevada. It has become clear that your assumption was there would be no opponents sophisticated enough to counter these deceptive shenanigans by you and your conspirators. Wrong. I am sophisticated enough to know exactly what is taking place. I demand under penalty of law that the directors and officers of the Phoenix Institute for Research and Education Limited continue to defend that corporation with all resources available. I further demand its rights for the return of funds and properties unlawfully taken or held, and that all activities damaging to the Institute through business ventures, projects, and or subterfuge be brought into the open court for consideration of damages. This is not limited to the Greens, America West Publishers, America West Distributors, David Horton, Luther Perry, and Leon Fort. I demand an accounting of all activities and relationships underway by any and all of these parties and all other known and unknown related parties, i.e. Anderson, Greitz, trust selling, domed building projects, etc. I demand a full accounting of your activities, for you remain, although in bad standing, a director of the Institute in point. I demand, as a beneficiary of the Institute, that these directors and officers continue to represent the interests of the Institute's creditors and beneficiaries by diligently taking any and all actions necessary to expose your attempts to thwart justice and cause great loss, financially and otherwise, to myself and other parties and corporations with vested interests in these activities. I and all others who stand to lose by your activities must have protection by the state of Nevada, as well as the full protection of our federal government with and under those laws. I have confidence that those laws and our government agencies will indeed protect my, parentheses, our interests in the Institute from your unfounded criminal attacks and your ongoing legal attempts to bring good business enterprise down into receivership and bankruptcy. Your attacks are unfounded, and your attempts to deflect the focus of impropriety away from yourself are at the least disgusting and criminal in nature. Moreover, your placing your wife into jeopardy and at ridicule is even more tasteless and unmanly. You would bring destruction to hundreds to cover your own indiscretions and criminal activities. It is my expectation that the laws of the state of Nevada will prevail in protection of its corporations under the shelter and citizenship of Nevada. It is because of the strict and well-structured protection of incorporation in Nevada that I honor the state and the persons who stand in protection of the corporate and individual citizens. We must see that these corporations be respected and full attention be given to this miscarriage of justice in a full and open attempt to damage and destroy multiple Nevada corporations and numerous Nevada and U.S. citizens through such a forced receivership or involuntary bankruptcy. Mr. Green, you, Mrs. Stevens Green, Mr. Horton, Mr. Perry, and Mr. Fort are facing the opposition of hundreds of Nevada corporations and many other individuals in this instance. The facts are overwhelming, and justice shall prevail. I have found no mismanagement or impropriety of the Phoenix Institute except as perpetrated by you, Mr. Green, and your associates. I have found the Institute personnel and activities to be impeccable in integrity and professional in operation. If, therefore, my interests are damaged further, I shall take comprehensive legal steps beyond those of current recovery actions. I know that there are hundreds of Nevada corporations and others who fully intend to take legal action. As to the damages to the consumers of some of the products from ongoing, quote, projects of the Institute, I shall further join and bring a class action suit. I am working through the capable auspices of the outstanding and highly reputable Constitutional Law Center, Incorporated. I demand full recognition and protection under the shelter of Nevada's corporate laws. I am sending copies of this document to all the parties listed below. I ask that this be considered a formal petition for these, quote, copied parties to investigate the activities of you and your associates. I understand the Institute is in control of far more information and documentation than presented here as to your other questionable activities, which I consider detrimental to my best interests. Since, however, this is not a legal case under hearing, that shall be held in security until such time as it is required. I expect immediate resolution of the aforementioned matters. You and your associates have efforted to place my activities and involvement with the Institute as some sort of, quote, cult action, quote, communal activity, and all manner of other insulting and atrocious labels by inference and lie. What I actually have here, Mr. Green, is a healthy business relationship for the advancement of good business activities, in which you were once afforded full participation in all facets of the working operations. You have betrayed my trust, at the least, and I demand restitution for the damages you have deliberately and criminally brought to myself and the reputations of all parties involved immediately. Others who have allowed you to, quote, use them in your endeavors must stand the consequences of their own choices, for they have united with you in legal actions against the Institute and thus my interest in same. I further demand that the Associated Press have all information regarding these actions. It is unacceptable that this kind of activity be allowed to continue, and neither is it acceptable to assume that you can bring a corporation into destruction through such shoddy and deceitful actions as you have perpetrated. I expect you to resolve these matters immediately, and I expect the law to consider further actions. I demand return of property to the Institute, clearance of reputations, recovery of damages, and retraction of all disparaging communications and media presentations. This is not personal, Mr. Green. For an individual, this is good business and the only acceptable stance. To maximize my effectiveness, I have authorized the Constitutional Law Center, Incorporated, to represent me in this matter. This document is hereby signed on this blank day of blank 1993. This signature is affixed under oath that all of the above information is true and correct to the best of my knowledge through fully substantiated documentation and fully investigated evidence under penalty of perjury. Signed, whoever it is. And it may be signed instead by the Constitutional Law Center if we go that way after being authorized by individuals to do that. And then it's important to note also who receives copies, because again, in summary, the addressees are George and Desiree Green, T. David Horton, the Green's attorney, Luke Perry, and Leon Fort. But the people who would be receiving copies of this are George Abbott, attorney at law for Leon Fort, Rue Goodnow, the attorney for the Phoenix Institute, the Nevada State Bar, the Honorable Cheryl Lau, Secretary of State of Nevada, the Honorable Frankie Sue Del Papa, Attorney General of Nevada, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, resident agent, and Phoenix Institute for Research and Education Limited, a Nevada corporation, America West Publishers Incorporated, a Nevada corporation, and America West Distributors, a Nevada corporation.
To that, you're going to want to, when you determine how many you have sent out, how many individuals, and you see most of you may want your name on these letters through corporate, you know, through the corporate route. And the reason that I'm saying that is because I want to leave it generic. You don't want to put the name of, quote, your corporation. It is a citizen in its own right. You are not a corporation. You are a person. And if you have an individual investment in the Institute, in almost every instance, it will be through a corporation. And if you wish to use your name, you see, that gives more validity to the letter, but you will not want to list your corporation. You can be protected there. So keep that in mind. Also, you're going to have some other interested parties. Mr. Dixon of the Constitutional Law Center did meet with the Sheriff's Department. Mr. Horton is literally guilty of breaking federal law by his presentation in the courtroom. However, when the sheriff took this up with the district attorney said, well, yes, but you must be very, very careful how we handle this. So let us give that district attorney some backup and cover that sheriff by producing a copy of these letters and give the number that you anticipate will respond. You will know that all of the corporations will respond because it will be handled through the Constitutional Law Center. And allow them to know that copies have gone to all of the copied individuals. You must give them support. And the next recommended contact will be with letter in hand to the local sheriff of Kern County. And then the local person. You see, you had officers that met with Brent and Rick when the equipment was efforted at recovery. So you have many things going in your behalf if you utilize them. And also give support to those ones who are taking action in a very difficult legal system in which to act. It's very important that this take place well done, because it causes the court to have to either act unconstitutionally or take action in your behalf. It takes it out of that system. And this is a way that you're going to have to work in almost all instances as citizens, trying to bring pressure with the pen, not the gun, on the system that exists. And you see, here is a good tool, because you have a system structured basically for the protection of the ones in this massive system. But you are able to utilize that shelter. And what you are learning here is immeasurable as we move on, because we're not in competition with this system. You're trying to survive and get through the system and hopefully become strong enough to be able to reclaim your nation and freedom. So it is imperative that it be done properly. And I thank you for that. It has been a much too long afternoon. But you do get a reprieve. The teacher didn't prepare his lesson, so you don't have to sit through a corporation lesson. I would like to say something after we bid adieu to our friends. So if you would stay here just a minute. Is there anything anyone would like to add to this lengthy dissertation before we close it out?
I have a question.
All right.
Am I to understand that we can send, that letter can be sent from a corporation and also from an individual at the same?
Yes, you'd want to send two.
Yeah, two. Thank you.
In the individual letter, is it okay to add a personal piece or two, or should we?
Absolutely. And we'll send the Navy SEALs to look after you.
Can I clarify something? We're not certain how it's going to be done yet. But on the corporate letter is more clear when you read your packages. But on the individual letters, if we do it the way I'm thinking now, which likely will change, it would be a focused effort where you would sign an authorization for us to send one on your behalf with your name. Now, if you wanted to personalize it and add something, that'd be fine. But we're talking 8 copies. So you'd want to write it on one, and then we would copy that one so that everyone received the personalized information, which would have more impact. So, that, you know, I don't mean to discourage that in any way, but it would be a focused effort rather than each person sending them everywhere.
Now, it would be very good to get this moving. Let me tell you why. They are getting very uncomfortable. And in the interim, you want to be the one playing from your power of expression. And now they've come back with some kind of a deal. Not on the money, just the books. We will give you 60,000 books against that note, and then we'll give you the rest of the books if you'll also pick up the amount of the press costs, which I believe he said was in the neighborhood of $40,000-$45,000. That is absolutely every compromise now. As far as your old commander is concerned, you can meet, and if you just are tired of the game or something, you can negotiate. I'll be even kind enough to call it negotiation. If you meet this one, that's total compromise. Because you're dealing now with books where the author has been discredited. It may sound like good advertising, and it may ultimately be the best advertising that money could not ever even buy. But at this point, with the Associated Press printing this kind of information, until this is countered, who would want to buy the books? The ones who already have the books. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, the books are very, very negligible value. You also have him giving you a price on those books of the equivalent of $3 for a press. You happen to know that it only costs $1.50. But you get that in documented form. Somebody get in touch with Chuck, make sure that you're stating it correctly. By midweek, we have been told that some of the information that we've been waiting for that has not been able to make its way through the system into your hands should be here within the next day or so. And then we're told that if it is still not here by Wednesday, that a more direct approach will be taken. You should be having callers early in this week. That should be most interesting. You're going to have to handle this, and obviously the gold as a theft, this is what the sheriff in Nevada says. You have to go where the theft took place to file the first charges or to have it lumped in there. You need to do it right. Let's not just go goof it up. But it does mean that you have to have an idea of numbers that you're working with. And obviously, if you say have 185 corporations that you know about, you're going to have at least 185 individuals without overstating it at all. And then you're going to have some who just have personal involvement. And everybody who has received anything for putting a proposal together to any amount of project participation has a vested interest in that institute. That has been their paycheck. That means that some of you are going to be able to send 5 or 6 letters validly. You see, when one acts thoughtlessly, and you see what is happening here, this is to cover criminal activities that have taken place. And yet, look at what one action, the repercussions. If nothing else, precious ones, think. See, every time you move your finger, it reaches out into infinity. It has an effect. And all along the way here for 5 months, there has been an effort to resolve this, short of this. And that's the way you must look at it. This is an important mission that must be fulfilled. Anything else?
Commander?
Yes.
I spoke to Chuck a couple of weeks ago on the phone and asked him about the prices of the journals. And he told me that the journals, up to the point where we began to add the indexes, were $1.50 each, and then they became approximately $1.70 each after we added the indexes to the book.
Very good.
So we have that confirmation from him. He also said that he'd be willing to print future journals if we wanted him to, and I asked him for a quote on one, and he, the second time that I called him a few days later, and he sounded quite different than the first time I talked to him. He said he would send us a quote, and he never did, and I sensed in his voice hesitation, and I sensed somehow that maybe he'd been in touch with Green or somebody like that, and he changed his attitude a bit.
Well, but you now have, you have this number brought by ones close enough to him that it stands valid, you see. It isn't just your word, Brent. This was also told to Rick. So these are the things that I want you to be careful about. Just make sure that you have information literally to back it up. We have a good press. There isn't any reason to go back to him other than we could share. This is the sad part. A lot of people get hurt by this kind of behavior. And yet look, look where you're going. You're cleaning out. You are sorting. You are ready. Good grief, kids, you're ready to graduate. It's exciting. I know you're scared because you're going out just like these children who feel totally unprepared, but you are prepared to meet this world. They are totally unprepared to live in this world. Go in peace. You're cherished. Let's have fun. It's a hard road. But remember, we win. And I think it's worth it. Salute. Salute. Now.